The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, everybody. It's episode 160 of Thinking Outside the Long Box, and surprisingly, Gabe's the one taking a shit.
Okay, we're 18 minutes behind schedule, so.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I hope that was
recording. It did. It was.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 160 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan. I don't. You were both over here, and you just went like this.
Yeah.
I had a water at one point.
Oh, man. If you're on the live stream, we are back recording this episode. If you are not on the live stream, you're just listening to the episode in your podcast.
You showed me a couple pictures. That were really good.
In your podcast thingy-majiggy. Welcome to the episode. Today, we are going to be talking about our Patreon supporter, Jason Wells' pick, Mad Max. Which he kind of tied in a little bit to our discussion about dystopian films. We watched a movie, too. Children of Men.
Yeah, the last
Children
2 weeks.
Children of Men, dystopian movies, which was your pick.
Yes.
And then, so he wanted to kind of continue that theme with 1976's Mad Max.
Oh, so Perry.
Oh, they're gross.
I don't like them.
They're nasty.
Too pear. Too much pear.
It's a pear drink.
The Red Bull pear is too much pear.
When a drink says pear flavored and it tastes like a pear, that's a win.
No. It tastes too much
tastes like
a pear.
Candy pears.
Yeah.
I've been drinking them nonstop.
Mad Max. Mel Gibson looks crazy young.
He is crazy young.
It's because he was crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, this
I didn't even. I was like, fuck. I don't. He's unrecognizable.
I rarely get to say things.
He didn't
like
even
this
hate
on
the Jews yet.
I think if you've got to add a yet to that, you probably hate Jews your whole life.
Yeah.
I feel like Hollywood did it to him.
So, no fooling around. I don't get to say this on our show very often. This movie's older than I am.
Oh.
That's kind of weird. It's
what year did it come out?
76. I thought it was 79.
Is it? Oh, maybe it is 79. If it's 79, then it's I was a year old.
I think it was 79. I can look it up too, buddy.
I can't because I don't have internet access.
So, oh, it is
79. Yep.
79, bro.
So you're still not. It's still not older than you.
Still hasn't happened. I'm gonna have to pick a pop culture classic from the 50s.
We're gonna fucking pick a fucking Costello, an Abbott and Costello movie.
50s. Yeah. We could just go to the early 70s.
I just watched the very first time. I know we're off topic,
just
but I watched
the 60s and the early 70s. It's like no good movies.
I watched their bit about who's on first base for the first time in my whole life the other day. It was so
funny. That comedy, Abbott and Costello's comedy, holds up. Like.
Some of it does.
Yeah, some of it's crazy.
That
racist.
Held up because the wordplay is so good. Like,
right.
It goes way beyond just who's on first base, you know what I mean?
Right.
And the wordplay is amazing. So I really enjoyed it. But Mad Max.
Definitely not a lot of wordplay.
No.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Different Mad Max.
I know.
I know you know.
But it's
this was way less Mad Maxian than I remember.
So
I don't know when the last time I saw this movie, or if I even have ever seen it.
I think
this
that most people, when they think of Mad Max, just think Thunderdome.
Or Road Warrior, which is the one that comes before it. Most people are used to the Mad Max world where everything has completely fallen apart.
Like Fury Road.
And they're just hunting for gas. And that doesn't really start happening until the sequel, Road Warrior, which is like the real building of that mythology.
Right.
What's cool about the first Mad Max, in my opinion, is it's just a character study on why Mad Max is the way he is before everything falls to shit. Like, he's already like a fucking murder machine, like ready
much,
to like annihilate bad guys.
It's very similar in vein to the first Rambo, I feel like.
Yeah. Or the first Death Wish. It feels a lot like the first. Not as intense, but definitely. Yeah.
Definitely not as intense.
Yeah, it definitely has that like revenge aspect.
I don't
to it,
know
though.
If I've ever seen this movie until just recently.
Really?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Probably not.
In my mind, I remember exactly what you're talking about. Fury Road or Beyond the Thunderdome, where
so
shit's
remember,
already bad.
Do you remember a guy with a crossbow on his hand?
Not off the top of my head.
So I'm thinking you probably have seen Thunderdome and Fury Road,
that
which
was
is
the,
what most people have
so
seen.
So I was hanging out with with my brother Felix. I think we had a family thing right before I watched it, and I was like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna watch it tomorrow." And, and that was the first thing that came up was Thunderdome,
right?
And so maybe that's the most popular or something. I don't know. Okay, I was gonna say I have no idea, but that was the first one that came up.
In it, Mel Gibson was a huge star by the time it came out. Like, it was a very different time for movies between him making an independent film in 1979, fucking zero people knew who Mel Gibson was, to going to, like, 84 or 85 when he had been in fucking Lethal Weapon and a bunch of other movies, and he was, like, a shooting star. You know, he was a Hollywood actor. You add Tina Turner into it, you give it a massive budget, have a ton of shit blowing up, and it's a huge hit compared to this movie that literally probably has the budget to blow up, what, four cars? Like, they crash maybe two other cars. The van he hits is definitely just a shell of a van. There's nothing in it when he crashes into
that. At the very beginning?
Yeah, when they're in that first with Knight Rider.
Yeah.
It was. How do you mean it was hard to watch?
I am. We'll say it at the end again, but I'm kind of a quarter thumbs up on this movie. I just didn't. Because it's so old.
And its pacing is slow.
It's hard. The acting is not that great. The fucking. The special effects aren't very special. Like, it's a harder movie to watch because it's so old.
At a distance. Big time, Jason.
Well, when. When Mel Gibson gets shot in the knee out in the desert, somehow he gets out of his car and doesn't see the dude who shoots him in the fucking knee. They're not hiding behind anything. It's just they're just out there. Like it just blows my mind.
They're
some
behind
of
the
things.
Hill. There's a little hill.
It just made me laugh.
It's funny. I put weird connections. You're right. You're 100% right. But in my brain, because of the way it's shot, they crest a little bit in the shot. So in my brain, they're behind a little hill. But they're not. They're just standing out there. Or just like
this. Sitting in a lawn chair.
Yeah.
The special.
Oh, I didn't see you out in the middle of nowhere. Oh,
spoiler alert for like a, 40-year-old movie. When his wife and the baby get killed. Right? They don't have to use any special effects. She's laying 30 feet away so that he can go and be like, no, 30 feet away so that they don't actually have to put anything in the shot. And when you think about it, if you have no budget, fucking genius. Like, you don't have to show it. Or his friend, who's a burn victim. They show his hand, and then they do the close-up on his face, and that's it.
That was awful acting.
Oh, for and the music.
Oh, and the fucking eyes too, bro.
Popping out
on me, on the guy at the end getting hit by the semi.
So it happens
like,
twice.
But no, I know, but it's like, oh fuck, like he's gonna get hit by this truck, and then his eyes completely take me out of the moment.
Right, because he's so scared, his eyes pop out.
Yeah,
like
just like what the fuck?
Not too gross. Pop out. They just kind of bulge out.
People do that.
Yeah,
in real
they don't
life.
Like. They don't go like bloop.
People do it in real life. They pop their eyes out like that, like in real life. It's a Guinness Book of World Record thing.
Yeah,
how far you can bulge your eyeballs out.
That's awesome.
I wonder if that's ever gone wrong.
It has to have gone wrong.
I win.
No, don't look.
You guys talk, but I'll look it up.
So this movie actually gets a thumbs up from me because I really dig that it's not like a standard action movie. Like, it has a story. It's going somewhere. You know, you can see the wheels turning on what they're trying to do. It's not necessarily – oh, that is ridiculous, and I hate it.
What the fuck?
Oh, that lady can make her eyes come out way too far, Juan. Shit.
But it's not, they're not coming out. Like, her eyes aren't like she's not dead.
No, I hate it. I really hate it.
It's amazing.
That's fucked up.
That's the coolest thing ever. When they used to have the old Guinness Book of World Records show, that was the thing I remember. There was a dude who could drink milk or suck it up through his nose and shoot it out of his eye.
I had a friend that could do that.
I know the name of the movie, but I can't remember. The Arnold Mars movie.
Oh, Total Recall.
Total Recall.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah.
I was on
You want to see Mel?
There's a t-shirt company called Rotten Cotton, and they do like a ton of like old
like crappy horror movies and like really disgusting horror movie shirts, but they have a shirt that's Arnold's head and the Thing in Total Recall, and above it it says like NYGRHHHH exclamation mark. So it's makes me laugh. Back to Mad Max. So
did they follow the family into the forest? They did, right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't, I must have missed something. Like the hand, they drug the dude because right. his hand's all fucking torn off.
Tore his hand off because that's the thing that
missed,
happens.
I must have turned around or something when they actually followed him into the forest.
Yeah, they followed him to that house, basically. So how hard is it to believe that this movie spawned Fury Road?
Well, was it this movie, though, or was it the third movie?
I mean, in the long run, it is right. this movie. Like, this movie starts everybody down the path to making Fury Road, which is a reboot but also a sequel. Mm-hmm. Like, it clearly takes place after Thunderdome. Max is clearly Max, just with a different actor. Like, it's amazing to me that the concept... Stop it, cat. That the...
Oh, shit.
Juan's no longer on camera. It's amazing to me that, like, such a simple concept for a movie could have been taken, like, such a long way. I move the
camera. Honestly, Fury Road's an incredibly simple movie as well. I mean, right. not to
it's
make.
Just, it's just a chase scene.
Yeah.
Like, beginning to end. Oh, my stupid dog. Juan, you gotta scoot this way again.
Dog tried to kill the cat.
There we go. No, it's the cat. Survived. The cat is super aggressive with the dogs ever since she had babies for, like, no reason. Like, they'll be walking down the hall, and she'll be like, So, it's fun.
Is that one of the baby cats?
Yeah.
Just got really big?
Yep,
really
that's fast? Burrito.
How many babies were there?
There were 5. We're down to 2.
Mm. They shot the others.
They went to the farm.
Oh, they went to the farm. Sorry.
2 cats leave.
Are you keeping these 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many cats do you have now?
5.
That's a lot of cats.
It is.
It's like 18 most dogs. Of them.
3
he's
dogs.
A, he's all, are you keeping them?
Yeah. Yeah. So...
It was hard. Like I said, I have zero, absolutely zero attachment to this movie. So I don't. All I'm basing it off is what I see, and I feel like Fury Road is a better Mad Max than Mad Max was.
Oh,
and
100% it's
because
agree
with of that. When it was made.
It's really not so about Thunderdome, Mad Max.
Yeah, well, it
and
is
Furiosa.
More about Furiosa.
Yeah.
Like I think Thunderdome's a better movie than this one. I think Road Warrior is a better movie than this one. This movie is. Not great.
Right.
Like, the fact that a sequel got made out of this movie is startling.
Like, that was the 70s, bro. They're playing fast and loose with money.
I still...
A lot of it was going up their nose.
Yeah. I still enjoy this movie a lot, but for very different reasons than I enjoy the follow-ups.
Right.
Does this movie feel truly post-apocalyptic to you?
No.
Not
to me, it didn't.
It just... It seems
aside
like,
from the fact that there wasn't any cops anywhere.
Well, they're the cops.
No,
the
I know, NFB but I mean, like when if I go out and shoot up a building, you know what I mean? I assume
the cops
that
show
the cops
up
are going to show up.
Somebody calls.
Yeah. But Mad Max is really aside from the beginning thing. I think he's and where the guy gets off. There really are no other cops except for Mad Max that I can remember coming to a scene.
And I think that's the idea: is that the police? There's almost none of
right.
them. Because nobody wants to do it because there's these roving gangs of criminals that will just fucking murder you.
Right.
So.
Which is weird. And the fucking dude wasn't even really that, like scary.
So watching it, I am like 90% convinced that Kenny Omega takes half of his character from that guy. Because he talks like him, he moves like him, he has his hair like him. I'm like, oh, you watch... Mad Max right before you became a wrestler. I get it now.
The dude at the end. Oh, you're just trying to make me look stupid, right? Come
you
on, man.
You think I look funny? I look funny? I'm like, you're going to set your ass on fire. You need to saw your foot off, dude.
What are your thoughts, Doily?
I didn't watch it.
You know what? You know what his thoughts are?
Benadryl.
It's like the first time I haven't watched one. I've seen this movie before.
No, I know.
I'm like in the same camp that you're in. I didn't really love it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I don't.
It's very obviously made for like $18. but yeah, like, I don't know.
It is a movie.
It is a, yeah, it's a thing that happened. Spawned other things that happened.
Is this Mel Gibson's first movie? Do we know that?
I don't know that.
I think he was in a gay love movie at one point.
What?
I think that's true, actually.
Mel Gibson's first movie. Butt sex.
Mel Gibson's first movie is called Summer City. Debuted in 1977, for which he was paid $400.
He was in the theater before that.
Summer.
His first actual performance was in 76.
Oh, man. His
Le
real
Chateau
name.
De Hydrotherapie Magnétique.
That's gay porn.
Yeah. French for butt sex.
Huh. Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
What did you say his real name is?
Oh, his real name is Mel Comcier Gerard Gibson.
He's French.
He's French.
Well, at least his first middle name is.
No wonder he hates the Jews.
I figure like he was fine, and then once you make that beat the hell out of Jesus movie, you kind of start hating the Jews.
Dude, he
That's
is.
A hard movie to watch.
What?
Jesus.
Passion of the Passion Christ.
Passion of the Christ. It's so hard, like, it's so hard to watch a dude just get his fucking, just...
Not to mention, I saw it in a theater full of pastors a month early with Mel Gibson there. It was freaking weird, yeah. That was after, I think, Gabe had left Youth for Christ at that point, I think.
Probably.
Gabe left the church.
Mel Gibson did like.
Oh, it wasn't until way after that.
Mel Gibson did like a much sadder version of what Kevin Smith's tour looks like. Where he debuted it for like pastors and ministry workers. And yeah, it was.
Then did a Q&A. Yes, Jesus got his ass beat.
No,
yes, Jesus died for your sins.
He just came up before the movie and then I think he left. I doubt he stayed during
yeah.
the movie.
He's like, I hate this movie.
He's like, just so you
Too
know,
many Jews.
Oof.
I made this movie for Jesus. Oh, hopefully.
Definitely not for the millions and millions of dollars he made off of it.
And millions.
And millions.
One of the creepiest Satans, I think, in a movie, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Legitimately.
It's one of my favorite Satans in a movie. So, Mad Max. One, you said quarter thumb up.
Quarter thumb, 3 out of 10.
Ooh, that's really, like, straightforward.
Yeah. That's technically a...
4 out of 10. Yeah, all right, like sorry. 4 out of 10.
I'm a half thumb.
Half thumb up the butt.
1.2 out of 2.5.
This is like a 50%.
A little more than 50%.
Yeah, that's true. 1.2 out of 2.5 is a little more than 50%.
No.
No, it's a little
no,
less.
It's a little less than... I didn't hear the 2.5.
Ah,
I just
okay,
thought
okay.
I said 2.
So it's many cats.
1.5 quarter cheese.
So I'm going to give this one thumb up, like a full thumb up, but I'm going to give it like... I'm going to give it like a 3 out of 5... But like a 7.5 out of 10.
Right.
I
so
will
like
pre-
a 75%.
So not really. So we're under the agreement that it's not really.
It's not
a dystopian movie.
I don't feel like it is. Like I understand.
It's the beginning of a dystopian universe.
Right.
Yeah. Like
right.
It's the start of like what turns into like a dystopian world. But yeah. it's like America right now as opposed to America 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Did.
During Trump's third presidency.
Did Knight Rider steal a cop car?
Yes.
Was that a cop car?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I don't understand how he's in their fucking PA system.
Yeah,
like,
he
I don't
stole
get
a cop
that.
Car. They show the light spinning on it, too, at some point.
I must
point,
have missed
so.
That.
Yeah.
And Knight then Rider. He just starts crying all of a sudden.
A hate-filled suicide machine.
Wow.
All right. With, well,
nobody really enjoyed it, apparently.
I enjoyed it, just not to... I enjoyed it.
My right. enjoyment period. Of it is because of love for the series.
My enjoyment...
slash nostalgia of old shitty movies that I saw when I was a kid.
My enjoyment...
if you don't have that, I don't think you'd like this movie.
My enjoyment of it stems entirely from I want to watch the other ones now.
Right.
Like, and it's yeah. not... it just makes me excited to watch Road Warrior and Thunderdome, which, you know, are great.
Speaking of, just real quick, movies that do that but are not good, and I might get some pushback from this, I bought the new Lion King movie. Just makes me want to watch the original Lion King. Not good.
The original Lion King's not good?
No, the new one.
Oh, yeah, the
it's
new
the
one's
It's the same
not good.
Exact movie.
No, it's not.
Except they took out...
they take away the... and the songs are different.
It's very, very close but to exactly the same
the
movie.
The ways that it's different make it terrible.
What do you want me to do? Dress
and
drag and do the
yeah.
When they said they're making a live-action Lion King...
we should have all known they were full of shit, no,
yeah.
for starters.
I was like, this isn't fucking live-action. None of
fucking,
it is.
These are fucking robot lines.
Like, I'm Aladdin not... is a live-action version of
no,
what that movie
me
is.
Mr. Pig.
I agree, they did change something, but it's
Timon
almost...
Timon and Simba...
Simba?
Timon and Pumbaa.
Shimon and Zumba
are noticeably worse.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's not as good. It's definitely not as
and
good.
And Beyonce, I'm sorry. She can queen be in her hell out of line.
It just is damn near the same movie. That's the weird thing to me.
I know, but it's just
not.
It's knockoff, dude.
No, I agree.
It's,
I agree
it's
with
Big
you.
K Soda.
I agree.
It's yeah. a Dingo Pictures.
Super Cola.
It did make me want to watch the original.
Nice.
All right.
Well, with that said, find us on our website, www.totlb.com. That'll lead you to all of our social medias as well as our phone number, which you can call us at and leave a message if you have any opinions about Mad Max, 970-573-6148. Oh, sweet, I did that. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
We will see you in just a few days.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.